come over close. I have some things. Come over close. I have some things I want to show you. Okay? Everybody see? Can you guys see? Okay. Can you guys tell me what time of year it is?
Fall.
That's right, it's fall. I love this time of year. It's so beautiful when you look at the trees, all the different colors. You guys can sit down if you want. And the one thing that God kind of spoke to my heart about one day was that God makes all those colors and beauty this time of year because winter's coming and winter is dark and it's gray and a lot of people really struggle during winter. It makes them very, very sad. So God gives us all the beautiful colors to help us get through winter, I think. But not only the leaves was I thinking about, I was thinking about weeds. Do you guys like weeds? Weeds aren't so fun, are they? They spread all over. But you know what I discovered? Let me scoot back. I discovered that God put beautiful flowers on almost all the weeds. Not all of them. But if you see them in the spring and summer, now I brought some to show you. Let me scoot this over a little bit. Okay, see this grass? Isn't that kind of pretty how it just kind of hangs there? Reminds me of Dutch pants, upside down Dutch pants. But I want to show you something about that weed. Okay, can you see these? This is a very bad weed. And you need to remember this. When you walk your dogs in the grasses and you bring them back after their walk, brush them out. Because they may have grasses that are very dangerous, and this is one of those grasses. Did you see the little barbs on it?
No.
He doesn't want to say. He said they get stuck in dogs, and he's exactly right. They not only get stuck in dogs, but they go through their flesh. And they can go to their lungs and their brain and their ears, and it's very dangerous. So make sure you brush your dogs out if you take them for a walk in the grasses. They can get stuck in you. Okay, now can you see this one right here? It is pokey, so I won't pull it out. But this is a type of thistle. And right now it's kind of brown and ugly. It's full of seeds. I think I shook most of the seeds out of that one. But in the spring and summer, guess what color it is? Bright green. And around it, there are little rings of flowers that are what color?
Purple. And sometimes it's purple.
That's right. It has beautiful purple flowers. Now, do you know what these are?
Cattails.
That's right. These are cattails. And you can see this one, it's starting to blow out a little bit. Most of them I looked at. Can you see that little line right there? It's starting to open up. The red-winged blackbirds love to live in these and sing their beautiful songs. And pretty soon these will be ugly, and you can see how the leaves are already starting to get all mildewy looking. But God gives us beauty in them because soon, like you see them, they're dying. And it helps us be able to bear the death of them and death in this world. Well, I want to talk to you about leaves. And I brought some jars so you can see. You can kind of look at them and pass around. See all the different colors? I tried to get all the colors. And see the berries? Some plants make some really cool looking berries this time of year. Yeah, some of them are poisonous. Yep. Yeah, you don't want to eat them. Even if you see birds eating them, that doesn't mean they're always good for us. Yeah. So this time of year, when you see all those beautiful leaves, something special is happening. All year long, they have done something called photosynthesis. When you see them when they're really green, what the trees do, and it happens in the leaves. The leaves is kind of the factory where their food gets made. They take the sun, they use the sun, and they change the water and the carbon dioxide into sugars. And that's what helps the trees eat. But they have to take a rest in winter because what happens to the sun? Are we going to get sun all winter?
It's very cold and there's no sun.
Not very much sun, which means they don't have as much food, so they have to take a rest. And the colors that they have are called pigments. Like we have color pigments in our skin, well, leaves have that too. And the green one that you see most of the time, most of the year, that's chlorophyll. That's the most important one. And some trees, like you can see on those plants, even though I don't know if some of them are real, some of them are, some of them aren't, and you can see in these, one of them is called carotenoid, and that's the one that has yellow and orange and browns, just like that's what's in carrots and bananas and corn. But there's another pigment called anthocyanin, and that one usually gets made during this time of year in the fall, and it really depends on the weather. When we have days like we've had before the rain came where it was cool at night, but the daytime is sunny and warm, that's when you'll see the red and purplish trees that be the most beautiful. Right now, they are so beautiful. What? I can see.
If they still get watered, they try to water themselves.
Mm-hmm. God designed them pretty amazingly. Well, during this time, they're getting ready to take a rest in winter. You guys are just going back to school, right? You just got started in school again. So you've had your rest in summer, but trees take their rest in the winter, the trees that drop their leaves. And so this is what happens. And I don't know if you can see on these little leaves. See, these are it's not a real leaf, but it's the same. A real leaf has the same. These are veins, like you guys have veins in your arm. And that's what carries the sugar to the tree and helps feed it. It goes back and forth. But when the trees rest, these veins start closing off and cells form right here where the leaf attaches to the tree. And those cells continue to form until the vein is all the way closed and the sugar can't get back through there anymore. And then the leaf drops off the tree. And that protects the tree in the winter, because if the leaves were left on there, they would die and the tree would die. The trunk and the branches and the roots can stand most of the winter, but the leaves can't because they're too thin. So that's how the tree is protected. So God made the beautiful leaves, brought beauty out of death of the leaves. Well, you know what else he did? God brought beauty out of the death of Jesus. And that sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? But when Jesus died on the cross, you know, he wasn't quite sure that his sacrifice was going to be accepted. He took all of our sins on him, and he became sin for us. But he held on to his faith and the plan that he and the Father had made. And he conquered death and sin for us. And when we accept him, do you know, he's going to seal us. Just like that tree was sealed off, he's going to seal us. And today, when you look up there, we are going to celebrate Jesus' death and his resurrection for us. So I'm going to give each of you guys a leaf, and I want you to remember when you look out there at those beautiful trees that God loves you. And the beauty that he brings out of death is for us. Okay? You can probably get two, I would imagine. I'm just grabbing. You can have two, honey. There you go, sweetie. Oops. Here you go. Okay. You guys can all have another one. You want another one? Another one? You're so welcome. Thank you for listening. You guys are such good listeners. Okay. Yeah. You can always give one to somebody else if you like. Oh, we have two more coming. Sweetie, if you want a different color instead of two red, you could swap out. Here, kiddo. There you go. You have one for each hand. There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, let's pray, okay? Okay. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for the beauty that you create, for knowing ahead of time what would take place. Thank you especially for your son, Jesus, who died and rose again for us. Please bless us now with your presence, your spirit, and help us to always love you and appreciate the beauty that you give to us. In Jesus' name, amen.